بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. After the sixth year of the Hijrat, there was peace reigning in the land, Makkah, Medina, because the treaty of peace was signed by both camps, Medina and Makkah Mukarramah, allowing for free communication, dialogue, in an atmosphere of absolute security. It gave the people that were curious, wanting to know about Islam, it gave them the opportunity to see Islam firsthand. Just before this, there was no peace. Life, property, integrity, nothing was secure. And now there was peace. Delegations began to pour into Medina. They want to know about Islam. Wail ibn Hujr is coming in. People from Yemen are coming and they are pouring into Islam. Around this time, there is a Sahabi, Wahshi ibn Kalb. He was the assassinator of the dear uncle of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Hamza radiallahu anhu, in a very gruesome, apart from assassinating him, then they cut up the ridge, the rib, pulled out the liver, and in the chewed that, disfigured the face, cut off the nose, ears, very unsightly. You can imagine now, what a toll it took on Hazrat the Beast of himself. Upon which the verses were revealed, وَإِنْ عَقَبْتُمْ فَعَقِبُوا بِمِثْلِ مَا عُقِبْتُمْ بِهِ. If you need to retaliate, then to the extent of the injury you receive, not more than that. But you are the rahmat of the world. You are the rahmatul lil alameen. فَاسْبِرْ, so be patient. وَمَا صَبْرُكَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. And this patience is a special gift to you. And remember, Allah Ta'ala is with those who persevere and who adopt taqwa. Life is short. How long are you going to live? 10 years, 50 years, 70 years, 8 years? What is to be seen is what you have got in store in the hereafter. This thing, this life is coming to an end. And let your rewards not end up with life. Your rewards must continue. And the real reward comes with patience. Something happens against your temperament, against your emotions, against your integrity, and then you endure. On the day of Qiyamah, people will be grouped according to their works. Hadha yawmul fasl, a day of sorting out. Inna yawmul fasli kana miqata. The time is the day of sorting out. Mumtazul yawm. And Allah Ta'ala will command, right? Separate yourselves. How you separate yourselves is a nufus wa zawijat. According to your actions, then you are grouped. People that dealt in interest, then you are grouped with the usurers. People that took alcohol and intoxicants, then you are grouped with them. People that severed relationship, then you are grouped. People that were cruel and oppressors, you are grouped accordingly. Allah Ba forgive, then the elders are grouped accordingly. So there, everything is open. Everything will be opened. We can't conceal a thing. لا يغادر صغيرة ولا كبيرة thing. Nothing is killed. إلا من رحم ربك. Only that person is blessed who Allah Ta'ala favors. Otherwise, in front of your children, your parents, your grandparents, your grandchildren, and you are grouped with algies, with drunkards, with fornicators, with people that were loose in their tongue, with people who didn't look after their eyes, with people who heard all wrong things, music, etc. You are grouped accordingly. Nothing comes to your defense. So this is the day of Qiyamah. هَذَا يَوْمُ الْفَصْلِ جَمَعْنَاكُمْ وَالْأَوَّلِينَ If you have got a plan to come out of it, then try. Try, see what you can make out of it. A man's life comes right with Iman, and especially the Iman on the day of Qiyamah. So, the person that understands that to be a reality, Qiyamah is a reality, your deeds being weighed is a reality, your crossing the Sirat is a reality, your book of deeds being given to you is a reality, then according to your faith of the day, last day, then it will be the direction. That is right, then the direction is right. And you consider that just to be a dream, just an imagination, then your life is in a turmoil. So if there is anything that you can invest in, is invest in the life after. That's the best investment. I know I have to go that way. And what investments I have made for that? What preparations, what arrangements? What have I done? So Hazrat Wahshi radiallahu anhu, he hears about Islam. He hears about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But he also understands the gruesome murder that is committed. So he rises up to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That يَمْنَعُونِي أَنْ أَدْخُلَ فِي دِينِكَ هَذِهِ الْآيَةِ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَدْعُونَ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَهًا آخَرَ وَلَا يَقْتُلُونَ النَّفْسَ الَّذِي حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ وَلَا يَزْنُونَ وَقَدْ فَعَلْتُ كُلَّهَا They got the jannatis who are they don't join partners in the worship of Allah Ta'ala. That is a clear worship. See, the worship requires two clarities. Two purities and two clarities. مَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ So one is, the worship itself will be absolutely pure, not contaminated. No additions. As was practiced by Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the Sahaba Kiram, then you do it the same way. Don't chip and trim, don't add or subtract. It was a Friday after Asr in the plains of Arafat, at the time where the du'as are accepted. And this verse was revealed that the deen has been perfected. Not only completed, but also perfected. So, there's no chance for anybody to add multi-faith, interfaith. If anybody is doing that, as though making allegations against Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that, Ya Rasulallah, your creed and your way was incomplete and I had to complete it with interfaith and multi-faith. Ya Rasulallah, you understand that you are great, but these modernists that are coming from the Kufar camp, they are even great because we have to break from them. We have to learn interfaith from them. We could learn da'wah from you. Man ahsanu qawlan mimman da'a ila Allah. So we have to learn from them. From who? From the modernists, from the interfaith, from the kuffar, we have to learn from them. Because yours was incomplete. It's an insult on the integrity of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Sallam is saying it's complete. Draw from me, draw from my sahaba. No, we can't take from you, we'll take from this rubbish. So then these people are grouped accordingly, interfaith, multi-faith, that you don't want to take from the beast person, you want to take from here. We asked you to teach the religion, right, as we have shown to you. Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli, do like I did. Ya Rasulullah, that was not right. We have to go to see you in a movie, we have to see you in a documentary, we have to see you in a picture. Then we couldn't go by the legacy that you left. We have to go by the kuffar legacy, what they said. Their ways was not complete. So that was a direct allegation against the integrity of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So then these people also are separated. So this Wahshi is saying, يَمْنَعُونِي أَنْ أَدْخُلَ فِي دِينِكَ هَذِي الْآيَةِ. This ayat is stopping me from entering. So there's no such a thing as contamination and shirk, polytheism. Number two, and no murder, right? Killing someone, what is it? Murder, killing someone for not a valid reason, is exempt, right? Self-defense. وَلَا يَقْتُونَ النَّفْسَ الَّذِي حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ. So you're not taking your life without a valid reason. وَلَا يَزْنُونَ, and no indecency, fornication, etc. So he says, فَعَلْتُ ذَلِكَ كُلَّهَا. I did everything. Polytheism, murder, and indecent activity involved in everything. So is there any chance for me? Is there any room for me? Is there a chance for me to get muffed and to get... So Rasulullah's heart is a heart of mercy, compassion, and love. And I was concerned, this one person wants to come into Islam, and outwardly it seems that the roads are blocked for him. So then, the Bishop answered him. The verse came, لَا يَغْفِرُ أَيُشْرَكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَٰلِكَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. Apart from shirk, then Allah forgives everything. Now that letter was again sent to Wahshi. So Wahshi sees it again. And he said, but this is subject to the will of Allah Ta'ala. وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَٰلِكَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. Whoever Allah wishes to forgive, He'll forgive. If Allah doesn't wish to forgive me, then I'm still in the soup. I'm in a mess. So he writes back, Ya Rasulullah, you see the predicament I'm in. I want to come in, but I need to get some assurance. Says Wahshi bin Kalb. So the memory he had was something too marvelous. So two boats traveled from Medina to Wahshi, he was settled in Sham, right? So they want to hear the whole story of Hazrat Hamza. So they traveled from Medina to Sham. And both of them covered their faces. And they're asking Hazrat Wahshi, do you recognize the person? Now this is about 25 years later, right? 25, 30 years later. So Wahshi, just look at the person's feet. He says, I know in Makkah Mukarramah, I was a slave doing some errand for some family. And the child was just born, and I know I have to take the child to the mother's place. In my arms, I have to take it. So the child was born, I was carrying it, and the child was covered, full. The only thing that was exposed was the feet. But this feet and what I saw at birth is the same. Voila. So. See the type of memory that. The hadith comes in Bukhari Sharif. This feet here and that newborn baby's feet are identical. I can challenge you, if someone showed you a photo of your feet at birth, you won't recognize it. Right? His memory is so good. So anyway, now the letter goes back to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ya Rasulallah, I want to, but now this is subject to the Mashiach, to the will of Allah Ta'ala. So then Nabi is concerned, is Rahmatul Alameen, is a blessing for the entire world. Once Bilal radiallahu anhu was too joyous, just rejoicing. He can't hold his joy. Rejoicing, and he can't hold it. So they asked him, Bilal, Ya Bilal, what is the occasion? Why are you rejoicing so much? So I'm rejoicing at the fact that Allah Ta'ala kept Hidayat in His hands. He didn't keep it in the hands of people. If Hidayat is in your hands, then who would you prefer? Brothers, family, folks, people that are immediate. And here it was in His hands. When His hands, then even Bilal from Habash, Abyssinia, he got thrown in. See the reason for him rejoicing. I appreciate the gift of Iman. The Quran says, مِلْءُ الْأَرْضِ ذَهَبَوْ لَهُ اِفْتَدَعْبِ. You know what is Iman? On the day of Qiyamah, when you see what is in store for the kafir, right? then you will aspire, if you had the world's gold, the world, you know, full. Imagine the world and the entire world filled in gold. Entire world filled in gold. Just to give it as a ransom to redeem his life. Just offer that. Avishtadavi. And on that day, that will not be accepted. Can you see as a fellow iman? So by whatever it is, appreciate this iman. These frivolities, wrongs, especially indecent activities, things of temptation. Two things, ulama say, one is your pride, and one is your wrong temptations. Nobody stops you from right temptations. Who stops you? Wrong temptations and pride. Anything that is added to the way of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is not in its pristine purity. I just keep away. No matter how glamorous it seems, but it wasn't the way of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the Sahaba Kiram. I've seen every novice is introducing something into deen. Someone brought in photography, then he brought in, don't be judgmental, then he brought in cinema, then music, then trimming the beard, then of recent, now this is now decent now, indecent activities like masturbating. So everybody wants to add his 2 cents. So then what would be left of Islam? Any isolated opinion from any side, bring it and just push it to Islam, anything. You can write an isolated opinion. So you can't take anything and everything and push it to Islam. Abdullah bin Mubarak Rahmatullah, he says, if the person takes every isolated opinion, collects all that, makes that his faith, then that's a recipe for getting out of Islam. Taking on isolated opinion here, isolated opinion here. So what was preserved all the years? Keep the beard, maintain your modesty, leave out haram, interest, gambling, or even insurance and takaful. Takaful is another word for insurance. The Arabic doesn't make it halal. Like if you say pork, and you say it in Arabic, khinzir, it doesn't become halal. Then pork will remain pork. Then insurance is haram, and give an Arabic name, but the Arabic name doesn't make it halal. So, maintain the purity of Islam. That's what, and Hunafa got 2 meanings. See that, keep it pure, absolutely pure. Ma umiru illa liya'budullah mukhlisin, pure. The other is the purity of intention. One is the purity of the act, and the other is the purity of intention. Ma umiru illa liya'budullah mukhlisin. Allah Pak is not going to look at the amount you got, the quantity. He wants to see the quality. So you give a 1 million rand, interest, it's got absolutely no value in the sight of Allah Ta'ala. 1 million rand, absolutely no value. People may compare, hey, kitne bare aadmi hai. Ekdam se karod rupaye de diye. But in the sight of Allah Ta'ala, it's got absolutely no value. So everybody should add his 2 cents into Islam. So anyway, coming back to Wahshi's story, right? to Hazrat Wahshi radiallahu anhu. Now he's desperate, he wants to come in, and he writes back. Just then, Nabi replies to his letter, يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. There's no need to despair of the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. The mercy of Allah Ta'ala is too vast. So if all mankind committed all the worst crimes, murder, shirk, every type of crime, but they came with a sincere heart of repentance, absolutely sincere, pure, not a conditional tawbah, not selective and not conditional. Conditional is like the hafiz that is going on a musalla for Taraweeh in Ramadan, right? So he's coming in onto the musalla for Ramadan Taraweeh, so he's making a conditional tawbah. Allah Pak, this beard is only for Ramadan. Each day is going out. So Allah Pak doesn't want that. Are you getting married to a woman? So you're telling her, see, for the first 2-3 years, you know, I won't be doing any womanizing. But afterwards, don't worry. So, first 2 years, 3 years, we'll have a good, romantic, pure life. Afterwards, the romance is gone, then I'll go back and revert. And see, is that on? So this Ramzan beard is not on by Allah Ta'ala. It may be recognized by the musallis, oh, you got a beard. But Allah doesn't accept it. Like your wife won't accept that. And if your wife has to do that same thing to you, then see, I won't have any boyfriend for the 2 years. After that, I'll carry on. So it doesn't work for you, it doesn't work for her. It doesn't work for Allah also. Unconditional. I'm leaving it out. So this verse was revealed. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Allah Ta'ala makes every sin maaf. But that pure, absolute pure, no contamination, unconditional tawbah, no conditions attached. All gunas are forgiven. Now he comes into Islam. Now after he accepted Islam, now you know, amongst the people of all types. So people should taunt him, yeah, Qatilu Hamza, you were the assassin. We assassinated Hamza. Now he says, hey, I have to correct this thing here. I have to do something great in Islam. Yatfa'u sayyata bil hasana. So I have to obliterate the wrong with some good deed. He's looking for a great opportunity where he can just curl the whole thing, just balance it off completely, waiting for an occasion. Until when they had to go to Yamama, Musaylama al-Kazzab. Not Musaylama ibn al-Kazzab. People say Musaylama ibn al-Kazzab. Can't Musaylama, the imposter, right? So he's waiting, I need to get this chance. And then he got his chance. He made out somehow how to get up to him. And the same strategy he used to assassinate Hamza, he used to kill Musaylama al-Kazzab. Now, in all fairness, when we do a wrong, Idfa'aha bil hasana. Wipe it out with something great, some good, great, equivalent to the wrong that you done. Did not wrong here, so do some good that will wipe out this. Doing this in Amitabha finished, with that, do something great that will knock the thing off. So you spend 10 million in gambling, now 10 million. In the path of Allah, even Jamaat, built up a masjid, give someone charity, So now, you mess it up big way, and you cleaned up also good way. If you wrong in a big way, then you did good also, but in a big way. So this, now that wipes out that, you see. So now if anybody would taunt Hamza, لَأَنْتَ قَاتِلُ Hamza, he says, وَأَنَا قَاتِلُ مُسَيْلَمَا. Yes. If I am the one that assassinated Hamza, then I assassinated Musaylama also. So tilka bi tilka, this wipes out that. This now clears that up, see. So now Hamza is, Wahshi is so pleased that my Toba and is cleared up, see that. So in these days, in these moments, the best thing that we can do is cry to Allah Ta'ala with an unconditional tawbah. Not a conditional thing. So just see me right? Only for now, right? Because the students are preparing for exams. The charity, I'll do this, I'll do that. The bachapi, I'll make dua the side. Right? But that is just for that convenience. And when Allah sorted you out, then you go back. إِذَا رَكِبُوا فِي الْفُلْكِ دَعَوُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ. Those days, you're boarding the ship, right? And any turbulence, now nobody is looking at the other. Hey, Allah, please, it's total silence. We're all focused, what's going to happen? Just a few years ago, then the plane ride wasn't always very smooth. Let's say about 15, 20 years ago. So sometimes it just dips. So about 20 meters, 30 meters, you can feel it's dipping. Then it comes again. But I should observe, alright, when it's dipping, what's the state of the passengers? You'll hear a pin drop silence. They want to see how it's coming up again. And again, everybody are laughing and all that. But at that time, understand, إِذَا رَكِيبُوا فِي الْفُلْكِ غَشِيَهُمْ مَوْجٌ كَالْظُلَلِ. And you are covered by waves from all sides. From above, from beneath, from the sides. At that time, you please, Labak, just see me right. Please, I'll behave afterwards. Labak, I'll be a good boy, I'll behave. Please, just see me. But the moment Allah saves you then, فَلَمَّا نَجَّاهُمْ, then you go back to your pranks. So Allah doesn't want that. Is that a relationship? Whether you did the wrong, some indecent thing, or the wife did something indecent, and you want to call it off, and then you made Toba or she made Toba. And then after 1-2 days, 1-2 years, and you revert. So how the person feels? He feels betrayed. So how will Allah see it? You know, this for the convenience he made Tawbah, and he went back to his ways. So make a sincere Tawbah, sincere. And a lot of times, the roads are blocked because of an insincere Tawbah. You want the roads to be opened up for you. So sometimes there's show, sometimes ostentation, sometimes there's jealousy, sometimes there's pride. And to make matters worse, these wrongs are not counted as wrongs. Sometimes there's jealousy, sometimes there's malice within the heart. Sometimes, I said in the past, apart from all this, are these لَتَدْعُوَنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَلَتَنْهَرُنَّ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. You keep enjoining the good, forbidding the wrong. Enjoin the right, and forbid the wrong. Or you'll ask Allah Ta'ala, وَلَا يَسْتَجِيبُ لَكُمْ, and it will reject your du'as. Keep it. Everybody according to his capacity, how much you can do. You don't fight. But extent of your capacity, you do it. You want your du'as to be answered, then this is a very easy way. You enjoin the good, forbid the wrong, and abstain from haram. You do this here and you see your du'as are just flying. So we'll talk of Palestine and falah, 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 right? But the asbab, the means through which your du'as are going to get accepted, we're not concerned about it, including haram and everything else. But you want our du'as to be answered. So we can't be selective. Lamak says, just follow the protocol and I will answer your du'as. أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانَ I do accept your du'as. But فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُ لِي But listen to me. And فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُ لِي And trust me, believe in me. I will answer it. Follow the protocol, listen to me. So leave out this haram. And no unconditional tawbah. And this encouraging the good and stopping the bad. According to your jurisdiction, how much you can influence, where you can influence, and how you can influence in your business, you can influence. Staff are not reading namaz. Say, no, I'll see you right, or go for namaz. I won't deduct your salary. Go namaz nicely, properly. Right? So, to the best of your ability, you encourage. And then you see how your du'as are getting answered. Allah Ta'ala kabul kare.
اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله ولك الملك كله ولك الخلق كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين يا راحم المساكين يا ذا القوة المتين ويا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار ربنا وآتنا ما وعدتنا على رسلك ولا تخزنا يوم القيامة إنك لا تخلف الميعاد ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب اللهم إنا نسألك إيمانا دائما وهدى قيما وعلما نافعا اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما اللهم إنا نسألك إيمانا لا يرتد ونعيما لا ينفد ومرافقة نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في أعلى درجة الجنة جنة الخلد ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وقنا عذاب القبر وقنا عذاب الحشر وقنا عذاب الفقر وقنا عذاب الدين واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع المتقين مع الأبرار اللهم إنا نسألك إيمانا لا يرتد ونعيما لا ينفد ومرافقة نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في أعلى درجة الجنة اللهم ارزقنا طاعتك وطاعة رسولك اللهم ارزقنا طاعتك وطاعة رسولك اللهم ارزقنا طاعتك وطاعة رسولك اللهم بارك لنا في الموت وفيما بعد الموت اللهم بارك لنا في الموت وفيما بعد الموت اللهم بارك لنا في الموت وفيما بعد الموت ربنا اصرف عنا عذاب جهنم إن عذابها كان غراما إنها ساءت مستقرا ومقاما Oh Allah, forgive our sins, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have extended our begging hands before you, Ya Allah. Forgive every one of us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we confess our sins, Ya Allah. Forgive our major and minor sins, Ya Allah. Forgive the sins we remember and the sins we've forgotten about. Ya Allah, forgive the sins we know of and the sins we don't know of, Ya Allah. Forgive the sins we've committed in the darkness of the night and in the brightness of the day. Ya Allah, forgive every one of us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let this month of Ramadan be such, let this night be such, Ya Allah, that every one of us are forgiven, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Forgive our parents and grandparents, Ya Allah. Forgive our asatida and mashayikh, Ya Allah. Forgive our wives and children, Ya Allah. Forgive our brothers and sisters, Ya Allah. Forgive our family and friends, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we repent, Ya Allah, and we ask you, Ya Allah, to forgive us, Ya Allah, and give us the tawfiq and ability to leave out all the wrong sin and haram we've committed, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you forgive us, Ya Allah. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anna. Ya Allah, you love to forgive, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive every one of us, Ya Allah. This is the month of forgiveness, Ya Allah. You love to forgive, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us. Ya Allah, grant us Jannatul Firdaus, Ya Allah. Grant us the companionship of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sahaba ikram radiyallahu anhum in akhirat, Ya Allah. In Jannat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, save and protect us from the fire of Jahannam, Ya Allah. Save and protect us from the fire of Jahannam, Ya Allah. This is the time and the period, Ya Allah, when you are freeing people from the fire of Jahannam. Ya Allah, make us amongst those people who are freed from the fire of Jahannam. Ya Allah, save us from any type of punishment in the grave, Ya Allah. Hasibna hisaban yaseera. Hasibna hisaban yaseera. Hasibna hisaban yaseera. Ya Allah, help us and assist us during those moments, Ya Allah. Allahumma barik lana fil maut wa fima ba'd al maut. Ya Allah, all we can ask you is, Ya Allah, at the time of death, Ya Allah, make everything be mubarak, Ya Allah. Let the time be mubarak, Ya Allah. Let the place be mubarak, Ya Allah. Let the people around us be mubarak, Ya Allah. Let the manner in which we live be mubarak. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bless us, Ya Allah. Bless us at Mubarak Maut, Ya Allah. Bless us in the stages after death, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, barik lana fil maut wa fima ba'd al maut, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us the akhlaq and character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, change our character, Ya Allah. Change our character from evil into good, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we've come here to learn good character, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, this is something we have to make effort on every day of our lives, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bless us with that noble character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, bless us with every sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, let us uphold every sunnah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us uphold every sunnah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us die. Let us live and die for the sunnah, Ya Allah. Let us give our lives for the sunnah, Ya Allah. Grant us true respect for the sunnah, Ya Allah, for the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Accept us, Ya Allah, for the khidmat of the sunnah, for the khidmat of hadith, for the khidmat of Quran, for the khidmat of deen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us uphold every sunnah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we've broken the sunnah and we've become broken, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we've broken the sunnah and we've become broken, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us uphold every sunnah, Ya Allah. Every sunnah, Ya Allah. No sunnah is too small, Ya Allah. Let us practice on every sunnah, the easy ones, the ones that seem difficult, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us practice on every sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, bless us with clean hearts, Ya Allah. Bless us with this great sunnah of having a clean heart, Ya Allah. Cleanse our hearts of malice, of hatred, of jealousy, Ya Allah, of any ill feelings towards anyone, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Allahumma kulla khayrin li kulli muslimin wa muslima. Ya Allah, let us wish well for every Muslim. For every Muslim, Ya Allah. Allahumma ma asbaha bi min ni'mah, aw bi ahad min khalqik. فَمِنْكَ وَحْدَكَ لَا شَرِيكَ لَكَ فَلَكَ الْحَمْدُ وَلَكَ الشُّكْرُ. Ya Allah, whatever anyone is enjoying, Ya Allah, is only from you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we thank you for what you've blessed us, and we thank you for what you've blessed others also, Ya Allah. Let us be happy with whatever is blessed to any person, Ya Allah. Grant us clean, mubarak hearts, Ya Allah. Clean hearts, clean, sparkling hearts, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, in this Ramadan, Ya Allah, bless us with this heart, Ya Allah. Grant us that qalbi salim, Ya Allah. That clean heart, Ya Allah. That wishes well for every single person, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, these Mubarak nights have come to us, Ya Allah. You've blessed us to be in the masjid, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, to be in itikaf, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept this itikaf, Ya Allah. Accept our itikaf, accept our coming, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us find the night of Qadr and let us take advantage, Ya Allah. Accept our du'as, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept our itikaf, Ya Allah. Let us become different people, Ya Allah. Let us itikaf become a turning point in our lives, Ya Allah. Accept this itikaf, Ya Allah. Let us become different people. Let there be a noticeable change in our lives, Ya Allah. Let us be different people, Ya Allah. Whatever wrong we were involved in, Ya Allah, let us leave all that wrong out, Ya Allah. Whatever good we were missing in, Ya Allah, let us involve ourselves in that good, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, help and aid us and assist the Muslim Ummah, Ya Allah. Wherever the Muslims are suffering, Ya Allah, remove the difficulties, Ya Allah. Remove the difficulties, Ya Allah, especially those in Gaza and Palestine, Ya Allah. Whichever part of the world, whoever is suffering, Ya Allah, remove the difficulties, Ya Allah. Grant him ease and afiat, Ya Allah. Grant him comfort in whatever conditions they are, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, help, aid and assist the Muslim Ummah, Ya Allah. Help us and assist us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we thank you for whatever you've blessed us with, Ya Allah. But we can never forget our Muslims in all parts of the world, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept us all for the khidmat of deen, Ya Allah. Aid and assist the mujahideen wherever they are, O Allah. O Allah, grant them victory, Ya Allah. Guide them, Ya Allah. Guide them, Ya Allah, against the enemy, Ya Allah. Let the enemy be the losers, Ya Allah. Help and assist the mujahideen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, and accept us for this great work also, Ya Allah. Accept us for this field, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us shahadat in your path, Ya Allah. Allahumma arzuqna shahadatan fi sabilik. Allahumma arzuqna shahadatan fi sabilik. Allahumma arzuqna shahadatan fi sabilik, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us shahadat in your path. Ya Allah, grant us shahadat in your path, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us respect, Ya Allah, true, deep respect, Ya Allah, for everything linked to deen, Ya Allah, for the Quran Kareem, for the Ahadith, for you, for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for the Masajid, Ya Allah, for the books of deen, Ya Allah, for everything linked and related to deen, Ya Allah, for the ulama, Ya Allah, grant us true respect for ulama, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us true respect for ilm, Ya Allah, for Quran, for hadith, for ulama, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, fill our lives with respect, Ya Allah. Fill the lives of our children, our progeny, Ya Allah, our students with respect, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us have utmost respect for our parents, Ya Allah. Bless our parents, Ya Allah. Rabbi rahamhuma kama rabbayana sighara. Rabbi rahamhuma kama rabbayana sighara. Ya Allah, bless them immensely, Ya Allah. Elevate their status, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, remove the difficulties, Ya Allah. Bless them with good health, Ya Allah. Grant them the best of this world and the best of the akhirat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept them and be pleased and happy with every one of them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us true respect for everything linked to deen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us never ever show any type of disrespect, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us never look down at anyone, Ya Allah. Never let us mock and disdain anyone, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, hidayat is only in your hands, Ya Allah. Guide us till the last moment, Ya Allah. Guide us, Ya Allah. Allahumma inna qulubana wa nawasiyana wa jawarihana biyadik lam tumallikna minha shay'a fa idha fa'alta dhalika bina fakun anta waliyana. فَكُنْ أَنْتَ وَلِيَّنَا وَهْدِنَا إِلَىٰ سَوَاءِ السَّبِيلِ. Ya Allah, we can never look down at anyone, Ya Allah. Hidayat is only in your hands, Ya Allah. Today we're looking at ourselves in a good position, Ya Allah, but let us never look down at anyone. We don't know what the future holds, Ya Allah. Give us iman, give us death on iman, Ya Allah. Give us death on iman, Ya Allah. Give us death on iman, Ya Allah. Look after us till all those moments, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bless our children, Ya Allah. Bless our progenies, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make our children the coolness of our eyes, Ya Allah. Let us become a good example to them, Ya Allah. Let us lead by example, Ya Allah. Let us become good people and let them be good as well as, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bless our Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yun wa ja'alna lil muttaqina imama. Make our wives and our children the coolness of our eyes, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us show utmost respect to our elders, Ya Allah. Let us show utmost respect to our elders, Ya Allah. Save us from any type of disrespect, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make our children the coolness of our eyes. Ya Allah, grant us the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Grant us his companionship in Jannah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, save and protect us from the kuffar, Ya Allah. Rabbana la taj'alna fitnatan lilqawmi al-zalimin. Wa najjina birahmatika min al-qawmi al-kafirin. Ya Allah, grant us your protection, your divine aid and protection at all times, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us your protection at all times, Ya Allah. Never let us be attacked, Ya Allah, and never let any type of harm come to us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us ease and afiat, Ya Allah. Grant the Muslim Ummah ease and afiat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bless us with the best of this world and the best of the akhirat, Ya Allah. اللهم إنا نسألك من كل خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين، برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.